Thank you for being a friend. It's 10:23. You're listening to Vectis Radio. My new found friend is Paul Holmes from Cowes Chiropractic Clinic.
Yes.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning. Very, very good, thank you. Very good.
The reason why you're my new best friend is because about a month ago, just over a month ago, you came in, we were talking, and you mentioned the fact that you can do a free consultation.
Yeah, a free check, yeah, essentially, yeah.
And I sort of let you know that I was suffering from headaches, migraines, migraines, call them what you will, and I was suffering with neck pain and so on and so forth. So anyway, I came down to see you, and for the last 3-4 weeks, mm-hmm. I've had 3 sessions, and each time I've come down, I've felt myself getting taller. And I hadn't had a headache for a whole month, okay? And about 2 weeks ago, you said to me, I think you can now control it, okay? And on the day after our last meeting, which was Friday, you don't know this, so I'm going to shock you with it, so don't panic.
Don't panic. This is the surprise, is it?
I had a meeting on Friday afternoon after I come from the clinic, okay?
Okay.
And as a result of that meeting, lots of pressure piled on me, stressed to the hilt.
Okay.
Woke up the next morning, was doing sawing some wood and thought, oh, I can't see the lines. Good job I stopped because I started getting the blurry vision.
Yeah.
And all I did was I had a huge glass of water, led down on my back for about 10 minutes, disappeared. Did some stretching while I was down there and so on and so forth. Disappeared. Gone. So, you know, I know it's one of those things, you've got to control it and you've got to keep on, you know, keep up with it. And I just want to say thank you because it has changed things, because I was concerned. It was getting to the point now where, or it was getting to the point where I would wake up in the morning and I'd had a headache, a migraine, and I couldn't see. And that was the start of my concern, because I was getting them most of the time in the evening after probably a stressful day.
Mm.
But when you start getting them first thing in the morning, you start thinking, oh my, this is really, really scary. And the wife was really concerned about it. She upped the insurance and so on and so forth, because she thought she was going to be quitting. But now, and I feel, I mean, you tell me about my posture. You tell the listener about my posture.
Okay, how long have we got? Yeah, you've made fantastic progress. You've been really remarkable, so it's been great. So I think the thing that probably really shocked you a lot into making a lot of good changes was taking that side profile picture when we got you from side on. When I took that picture on your phone, and you could really see how far forward your head had gone compared to your body.
Yeah.
And so it's that little wake-up call, that reminder that you see yourself as other people see you, and that objective look from outside, and you kind of went, my head's that far forward. And you kind of said, I remember you saying that you felt like you looked like an old man, like you had that same kind of posture. So
I was, Paul, I was horrified.
Yeah, so it was that shock, which was great to be able to show you. And it wasn't to scare you, it wasn't to frighten you into making a decision. It was just to make you aware of yourself and why some of the postures and some of the things you're doing in your lifestyle every day are contributing to your headaches and to your neck pain and to your general overall feeling of health and well-being. And that was that one for me, just as a superficial one, was the most obvious one. So we made some pretty good changes, and you immediately started to change your posture at work, which was vital, and also started to get some decent exercises in as well that started to help not only strengthen your neck, but make it much more natural for you to perform more upright, relaxed, normal, healthy postures. So you've worked ridiculously hard at that, which is great. And obviously that's alongside the chiropractic adjustments themselves, which actually allow the body to naturally take those positions, and they start to help joints that were fixed and not moved properly be able to actually move back into their previous positions that was more natural for your body. So the fact that you've been getting adjusted and doing really well, and also making those postural and stretching and strengthening routines and exercises has been phenomenal. It's been great. So I've seen a real change in just just, and everyone can do it. You can go and stand. It's not so easy. You can get someone to take a picture of you while you're sat down and what's your normal position. And any position where you're, where you can see that your ears, the middle of your ears, has gone in front of your shoulder blades, means that you're having an abnormal head forward head position. And as soon as that head position goes even 1 centimetre over that midline position, then your neck and your shoulders, that has to do so much more work than they were ever designed to do. They become really tense, they become really tight. You have muscles that start at the bottom of your shoulders that join all the way up to the top of your head, and to the back of your head. And as soon as they become tight, they pull on your entire scalp. They stop your circulation from working properly up there. They also make your nervous system basically go haywire, and then your nervous system starts ringing a bell to let you know there's a problem, and that's pain. So that's the pain, just letting your body know that actually there's a problem here going on that we need to sort out. And so you can have lots of different variations of that. Sometimes it can just be neck shoulder pain, but then you can often get the migraines as well, because you change so much of the complex neurology that's going up at the top of your spine there.
Honestly, it's incredible. And it's, I've got to point out to anybody, you know, thinking now that I've been working out or anything like that, I've been working out sat in a chair. I've been working out at work. I've been working out watching the television. I'll do that thing where you move your neck round to as far as you go. I can't do it now because otherwise I'll go off mic and you won't be able to hear me. So you stretch round to the left, you stretch round to the right, and you're just stretching the muscles in your neck. And my wife will look at me whilst we're watching the television and she'll say, "Are you watching this?" And I said, "Yeah, I saw a bit as I was going around, and as I was going back, I saw a little bit more." And she says, "It's very disconcerting watching you stretch." But I said, "Look, I can watch the television. I can still do it. I can still do it while I'm watching the television." That's how easy it is. You could be working out. You don't have to go to a gym. You don't have to embarrass yourself by working out in front of someone else that cares. and it's just so easy. I find myself doing kind of exercises. You know, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there.
That's great.
And that's, it works for me. Obviously, other people will find something that works for them. But can't stress enough, you can't just sit back and do nothing. You have to do, you don't have to sit back and do nothing and have the aches and the pains. That's the whole point.
Exactly. And the biggest thing for me as well is that the key role in chiropractic is that the key thing, it allows your body to perform as brilliantly as you deserve it to and that it should do. And so it's really the chiropractor only releases and allows that to happen in the body. It's not like the chiropractor goes in and makes those changes and then you walk out fixed. The chiropractor sets a ball in motion that then you have to carry on, that continues throughout daily life, but it depends on what you do with your lifestyle. In between those sessions, that's the most important thing, and that's what you've taken on board fantastically. And your biggest thing, the biggest thing for me that you've done, is you've changed your awareness, which is huge. So I think the evidence that's coming out at the moment is that it takes about 28 to 30 days, so a month roughly, to form new habits if you do it every single day. So the most key thing with posture for you, and it's a month in now, is really interesting, is that first week is just an absolute nuisance and it's really annoying. But you'll find yourself, you'll be slumped.
It's almost unnatural.
It is, because you're reprogramming your body's normal position. Mm. So that can take a while, but as I said, if you persevere with it for 28 days, and the key thing is just awareness, it's waking up from those little moments when you realise you're in a bad posture and correcting things, and that'll happen as many times throughout the day, it'll happen more at the start. After about a month, if you've been diligent and been doing that properly, that becomes so much more natural.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you've...
I think I'm approaching that now. I was watching the because we were talking about the fact that you sit in a sofa, and the sofa is the stupidest thing going, really.
They're
for
awful.
Your posture. So I'm sort of propped up with cushions, so I'm upright.
Yeah.
Because our sofa is just so soft, and you go in and you just fall into it, and you find yourself you're back in that slump sort of position. So what I've done is I've built up the back of the with cushions, so I'm upright. Right. And it's probably in the last couple of days that it feels more natural. It feels, and I said to the wife yesterday, I said, "Look, this is how I used to sit. like that, and you go back, and she said, oh yeah, she said, I can see how much, and I said, yeah, but the trouble is now I don't want to sit like that. It doesn't feel right now. So I think I'm going through that period.
Just looking at you there, and this isn't great for radio, but just try to, when you sit up properly, and you can do it yourselves if you're listening, your shoulders come back, and you sit nice and tall. And so you can just feel that your lungs, just as one little thing's in there, your lungs, which, you know, allow your whole body to, they perfuse your whole body with the oxygen that you need.
Yeah.
They're nice and open. They're getting as much, I can see we have somebody else in the studio as well who's sitting up nice and straight as well, that change. As soon as you reverse that and you slump forward, you feel how much your lungs even just have got compressed. That's just one organ, yeah, one part of your body,
oh, yeah,
that doesn't work as well as soon as you slump forward.
Yeah.
And I know you've said as well that you feel like you have more energy, and there's loads of reasons for that, and essentially one of the biggest ones is the fact that when you're sat in a bad posture, you have lots of muscles doing work that were not designed to do that kind of work. So you say the big muscles at the top of your shoulders, they were designed really for strength, for moving your arms about. As soon as you move your head, but in short bursts, as soon as you move your head forward, those muscles end up working a little bit throughout the entire day, and they were never designed to work that way. And that is absolutely exhausting for your entire body. Mm. So as soon as you correct that posture, as soon as you allow a lot of the actual forces of gravity that run through your body just go through your joints and your capsules, which are strong and designed to take that kind of force, it means that your muscles are not tired. You're not doing... It's like a constant workout for your body that you don't realize that you're doing throughout the day that you don't need to do. And so as soon as you change your posture and allow it to become a natural, you have all this natural energy. And again, just looking at one thing, you know, when you slump forward, all your organs are compressed. There's no way they're going to work as effectively as if when you're sat up properly and allowing everything to function and move and sit in its correct position.
It's common sense. I've got to ask you a question, because I didn't ask you this while I was when I was coming down to see you, because there were so many things that we were talking about, and you kind of forget things. Now, I would come out after you've manipulated me, if that's the term that we use. I've gone out and I've felt taller and so on, and I felt really good, but the following day I felt a bit bruised. Yep. Is that normal?
Absolutely, 100%.
I thought it would be.
Yes, it is. It's actually quite a hard thing to... It's really important that people understand why, actually. So I've grown up around chiropractic, so it's easy for me. My mum trained to be a chiropractor when I was 14, so I've had lots of adjustments.
Wow.
Since a young age. And I know when I have a really good adjustment now, because I feel like I've got flu. And not full blown, but just I feel a little bit flu-y, and I just feel absolutely exhausted. And so what I do is just go home and completely zonk out and rest. And that means I've had a really good adjustment. So it's a really good sign for me. But the reason that happens is because what you're doing is not only is your the key tenet that you're allowing in the body is helping the nervous system to do its job. The nervous system is at its baseline the wisdom of your entire body, so it runs the show basically, and it knows what to do. Mm-hmm. And if it's allowed to do its job properly, it does it properly. So it does a lot of things, like as well as your general movement and sensation, it also auto-regulates everything in your body. So that's your blood flow, your digestive system, a lot of your, obviously all of your mental faculties. So it's basically the manager of everything. When you have an adjustment, you allow that nervous system to express itself and run the show a little bit more effectively by reducing the tension and the interference to the nervous system in the body. So when that happens, if one of the things that your body needs is rest and sleep, then if you've activated the intelligence in your body, then that's exactly what you need to go and do. That is just your nervous system waking up and making you want to go to sleep, actually, ironically, because that's exactly what your body needs, because most of us are run off our feet the majority of the day. So as soon as you have that time where you have A to yourself, B, it's a really lovely adjustment. I really love getting adjusted, so I feel great after it anyway, because it's nice to have that experience. But C, you've allowed the nervous system to do its job, which is to tell your body what to do, and that is to go and sleep. So that's fine, because your body needs a good rest. In terms of the aches and pains the next day, you are changing the way your body moves and the way your body works and a lot of the muscle pattern activations in your body as well. So as soon as you start doing that, it may well be that you activate certain muscles that haven't been used properly for a long time but should be working properly.
Yeah.
So the next day you can wake up and feel a little bit sore and tender because you haven't used that muscle for ages, even though you have been, because your body's now working properly. So it can feel a bit like, in the same way you know when you've had a good session at the gym because you've worked a particular muscle group, same thing, the next day your muscles start to work differently, your whole body works differently, so you can, as I said, you work muscles that haven't been used for a while, and therefore you can feel a little bit sore and tender. Again, really, really, really positive sign that you're moving in the right direction. It's
good.
Great, because your body's responded. You're having a response to the care. And that generally tends to, and as you know, the normal pattern is you might have that for 1 or 2 days, then after 2 or 3 days then everything settles down and actually you kind of go, the initial stuff I came in for, that's definitely died away as well. So that's generally the pattern you see.
I just want to say a big thank you, because obviously it's changing my life for the much better. I can't harp on enough about the fact that you showed me this picture and I was horrified at my posture, stance, call it what you will. I looked at it and thought, yeah, you're 48 years old, you think you look like a fit young man, but you look like a little old man. Now, totally different. Honestly, it's totally different. People have even said to me in the last couple of days, because I used to pat my belly and say, oh, you put on a bit of weight, you're carrying a bit of timber these days, aren't you? And, And now have you lost weight? Yeah,
you look really well.
Thank you.
To be fair, you do look really, really, really well. You look. I think I said to you when I saw you on Friday, you look younger as well. And again, that's one of the brilliant things about chiropractic. And I'm going to harp on a little bit as well, because for me, chiropractic is never about adjusting just the pain. So you can say that's all you do, and you can say that's what you do, and that's a set, you are doing that, but there's so much more that's happening in the adjustment than just the treating of pain. When you change a joint, when a joint doesn't move properly, essentially, so when there's a misalignment, which we call a subluxation, that puts a stress onto your central nervous system, essentially, and it's a constant stressor. And so when you get an adjustment, that helps when you get realigned, essentially, and help all your joints to be moving properly in your body, that takes down that stress signal that's constantly going in your body. And it's really important to remember that you don't have to be in pain for that joint not to be moving. It can be asymptomatic.
Yeah.
So that's why I check your every single joint in the body every time I see you, to make sure we get the whole picture. So when you work like that, you take down the whole stress response in the body, and when you do that, you allow the body to do its job a lot more effectively than before. So that's why people can sometimes say, you know, I've slept so much better than I used to, or my digestion seems to be working a lot better than it used to, and I feel a lot more like I have more energy than I used to. And part of that is just, and again, it's just another aspect of what happens in chiropractic care, is you take down the stress response in the body, you turn that noise down so that the body becomes much more focused and much more alive, essentially.
Brilliant. Hey, look, we've run out of time.
That's just session over,
Doctor.
Oh, well. Okay.
Thank you for coming in. We didn't have a chance to speak about some of the stuff, but obviously, we you'll be coming back in a couple more weeks. So before we go, just a quick message from me to those people out there. If you've got aches and pains that are really a pain in the, when I say pain in the backside, I don't really mean it, but if you've got aches and pains, you don't have to live with them. You can, find out a little bit more. Come down and see. Go down and see Paul or one of the team down at Cowes Chiropractic Clinic. You can have a free consultation.
Yep.
And all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial this number.
01983 282810.
I'm glad you remembered it.
So am I. And I'd just like to say as well, you've been fantastic to work with as well, and will continue to be in the future. So it's been a real pleasure, and it's part of it is because you've really understood the idea that it's a partnership, between that there's stuff you have to do in between sessions to get the most out of care, and that's been really great to work with.
Brilliant. Thank you, Paul. And website. Just read out the website. Anyone who wants to know.
CowsChiropracticClinic.co.uk.
Okay, thank you. That was easy enough.
Yeah.
But spell it right, because I put a Y in it and it's not, and it's an I in it. C-H.
See, okay, so www.CowesChiropractic.co.uk. www.dan.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thanks, Paul. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with another damn fine tune. I'm not quite sure yet. I think we're going to play Status Quo's new single, which is great. And then we're going to chat to Kevin. He's going to talk to us about Speedway tonight.
The all-new Mid-Morning Show brought to you in association with Cowes Chiropractic Clinic. If you've ever suffered with symptoms such as back pain, neck pain, joint pain, pregnancy pain, headache or migraines, call us now for a free health check on 282810.